puts it in! The U.S. go up! What a goal from Carlos Bocanegra!
Boy, it'll try a long hit! What a goal from Lloyd! This is spectacular! It's hit with no regard for humanity! Is this the moment for Shaqiri? Yes, it is! Switzerland! And Shaqiri has scored in the 90th minute! That was worth the price of admission alone!
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
Well, this is when you know you have leadership. When your producer pulls you out of the green room, you're sipping champagne before your show, you're talking with all the backstage people, and you get hustled in here to get on the air and pay attention. So that's leadership. That's the power of leadership. By the way, that was Hector Herrera in the Dynamo 2-0 victory over Austin FC. So we are feeling good in Houston right now for the moment ahead of New York City FC. I got a lot to talk about with the Dynamo tonight. We will want to take your calls as well at 713-780-3776. Really excited for this show tonight for a variety of reasons. We got two home soccer games this weekend. Dynamo home to NYCFC. And then you got the Houston Dash opening the NWSL season on Sunday. They will take on Racing Louisville. So a lot of really fun local stuff going on that you can go and actually be at live soccer. So I need soccer talk from you tonight. 713-780-3776. By the way, I got tickets to give away to both Dynamo and Dash. Some of these are going to be four packs. Be ready. I'm going to make Andrew Carlson and Guillermo work tonight. Andrew always rolls his eyes at me when I give the tickets away. Is there something wrong with the way I give the tickets away? Why do you get so upset at me? It makes me self-conscious.
I really just hate working, Glenn. That's the big issue. So
no, you don't. We're going to talk Arsenal tonight. You don't hate working tonight. We are talking Arsenal. I notice there's a lot of Arsenal on these sound sheets, so we're going to get to that. We stream at ESPN975.com. Fabian Hertzeler, you will not probably know that name, but I'm going to tell you right now, he is a 30-year-old manager at Bundesliga 2 FC St. Pauli. He's on the show tonight. If you are a coach, and even if you're not a coach, but if you're anybody that's in coaching, he's 30 years old. He has gotten the job at St. Pauli. He's won 8 straight games. He's deep into tactics. He's deep into team building. There's a lot of really interesting stuff in this tonight with Fabian Hertzeler. Really, really excited to play that interview for you. Steve Clark of the Houston Dynamo grabbed him before he was taking his daughter to the zoo. That's a good one. Comes up with the 51st shutout for him. Roberto Abramowitz, New York City FC radio man, longtime journalist, has covered Major League Soccer forever. Looking forward to having him on. So we got a lot to talk about. We have classics to discuss with Monterrey, America, Barcelona, Lazio, big winners on the weekend. And we will get to some Arsenal talk as well, plus U.S. in the Nations League. But all right, we already got a phone call here with Julio, so we might as well let Julio have a vine here. Julio, what's happening? Thank you for calling the show.
Hey, Glenn, thanks for having me and thanks for everything that you guys do. I wanted to chime in after such a big win last weekend against Austin, where Sebastian Ferreira was on the bench. I know he's probably one of our top players last season. What do you think needs to happen in terms of, I guess, tactics to get him plugged in and producing to levels that we've seen him done before, and with the expectation of how much was spent that we think that he could accomplish? Again, thanks, and looking forward to the next game.
All right. Very good, Julio. Okay, so this is a big one, right? When you spend $4.5 million on a transfer fee, the man scores 13 goals last year, Sebas Ferreira. He has been called up by Paraguay. He has not been called up this time by Paraguay. He's yet to score this year in 3 games. Corey Baird has gotten the start over him. Now, so let me be really fair here. Ben Olsen said to me very, very clearly, he laid out the plan to me on the phone prior to this game, and the plan worked very effectively, and that was he wanted his team to go more direct. That was very obvious in this game. But getting back simply to Sebas, DP, yeah, I can see how people would be confused with that. The other thing Ben Olsen also told me was that he wanted Corey Baird in there to run the channels, and he wanted Corey Baird in there for his work when the ball's lost. Okay? Two very important things here. Now, it worked on this night. But long term, what's going to happen? And is this a wake-up call for Sebas Ferreira? In order to service Ferreira best, this is simply my opinion here. I'm not the, you know, I'm not Pep Guardiola, okay? But I do have opinions on the game. I've been in youth development. I would say that the problem with Ferreira is that he is, Sebas is a box player. And box players need crosses and delivery. The Dynamo only had 10 crosses in this game, to my knowledge, after looking up data. And that's something he needs in order to create space for him to attack things. Now, I don't know what's happening in training every day when it comes to effort and focus, intensity, and all that kind of stuff. So that's what I can say. But I think to get the best out of Sebas, you need width and delivery interspersed with a lot of this great combination play we're seeing with Hector Herrera. By the way, Hector Herrera had the most crosses on the team. You know, he had six crosses in this game against Austin FC. Tate Schmidt, who was there to really bring you your width, only had one cross. Now, he did have 16 passes in the final third of the field. So, for you data lovers out there. So, you think about that a little bit. But that's a good question, and I think you put a circle around that. You know what? You would put a circle around the striker position for Austin FC, too. They can't be happy right now. Jozy Zardes, Maxi Arruti, Will Bruin, who emerges? I'm a firm believer that this scoring goals by committee is, you know, you want that to happen, you hope that happens, but I'm always of the opinion that I love knowing that there's a good executioner, finisher, goal scorer, striker in a penalty area for me that is going to pick up a loose ball or create a half a yard of space, get a shot off and score your goal and win your game. The Dynamo front players do not have a big history of scoring a lot of goals. Amin Bassi has scored some. Coco has not had a history of scoring a lot of goals. Corey Baird hasn't had a history of scoring a lot of goals. So I think this is a really legitimate, a really fair question that Julio brings up. For the moment, this was an unbelievable performance by Hector Herrera. Let's face it. Very, very obvious. This was his best game ever in a Dynamo uniform. He was on another level than everybody on the field, including Sebastian Driussi. You know, he ran this game like we know he can. 2 for 2 on successful dribbles, won 5 out of 9 duels, 7 times he won possession, 91 touches, most on the team, 66 total passes. Out of those passes, 59 were accurate. 20 passes in the final third, 6 crosses, 5 shots. I saw somebody put some data out about it's more shots than he's ever had in a game in his career. And he did score, obviously, that second wonderful goal after a pass from Griffin Dorsey. The question is, and I think I have the answer, you can't expect that from him every game. You cannot expect that from him every game. He's 32 years old. It's going to be 90 degrees in some of these games. So, yes, this was great on this night. It was remarkable. Great crowd. Stadium looked gorgeous with the updates, the seats, everything. 19,000 plus. But Hector Herrera can't do this alone. But what we did see was the Hector Herrera we want to see and come close to every game as far as leadership, play, engagement. I mean, I loved when he ran to Ben Olsen after his goal. Loved all that. So we'll see. Now, the other thing that came out of this game was Amin Bassi. And I'd like your take on anything I'm saying tonight. 713-780-3776. Frenchman, Moroccan background, born in France, 51 touches, total of 41 passes, 36 accurate. So, you know, this is a guy that's got a skill set. He showed it in this game. He's definitely a guy that likes to come into the interior. But I think a lot of us were still wondering because we haven't really seen him play a lot. We saw some glimpses against FC Dallas in a preseason game. But I think this was kind of a coming out party for Amin Bassi to present himself and the qualities of the game that he brings. He's definitely an idea man. He's definitely a guy that can thread the needle via the pass. very comfortable with the ball at his feet. Artur, 91% passing accuracy. Excellent game for him. Played it simple, played it safe. The Dynamo also got a solid performance out of Daniel Starris in the right back position. I wouldn't say he was tested too much, but he's so calm and composed. I like that part about his game. All right, now we did have this game on ESPN 97.5, so we do have some sound from that. So let's get into this. Let's start with the Dynamo opening goal. This is an Amin Bassi penalty. By the way, this came after former Dynamo Adam Lundqvist was the man who ended up handling it, conceding the penalty.
I think defensive.
Amin Bassi. He comes in as a big signing for the Houston Dynamo against Brad Stuver. A moment he needs to capitalize on. Bassi. Stuver got a head to it, but it goes in. Amin Bassi and the Houston Dynamo have taken a 1-0 lead here.
All right, second goal, and that comes in the 71st. The second goal from Hector Herrera. This ices it. This is a remarkable play because he's in the box. He's fighting for the ball, has control of it on one side of the box. He switches it to Dorsey, and then he makes this looping run, and Dorsey picks him out. And, you know, this one just wowed everybody because this was the cherry on the cake. This was the exclamation point for a designated player effort from a guy that played at Atletico Madrid, guy that played for Mexico, Hector Herrera.
Herrera squares it back to Ferreira. Sebas holds it up to Carrasquilla. Herrera somehow comes back in the picture, whips it out to Dorsey, into the box. Herrera, yes! Hector Herrera! A performance for the ages here tonight. And this might just be game, set, and match.
All right. Sorry for the tennis reference. That was lame. But not Hector Herrera's goal. That was not lame. Believe me, I was definitely excited. I loved it. And this is a standard bearer here for him now. This is a standard bearer. And, you can't expect him to do everything. And he did a lot in this game. I'm not saying the Dynamo didn't support him well. They did. They had a great team shape. It was the best we've seen. Here's Ben Olsen, very pleased to get the first win.
We're very pleased to get that out of the way. Coaches can say whatever they want, but you want to get your first win. It helps quite a bit. The mood in there is very good. And the message now is to grow and get better and make sure that we can put this type of performance on at home consistently, because I do believe it's a recipe for getting into the postseason.
So there's the emphasis from Ben Olsen on results at home. And again, New York City FC coming in this weekend. They've won two in a row. We're going to talk to Roberto Abramowitz, who's their radio man, on this show tonight here. Now, here's Ben Olsen to go back to Julio calling in, talking about Sebas and Corey Baird. Here's Ben Olsen on the decision to start Corey Baird over Sebas.
What Corey does is a little bit different than what Sebas does. Corey's ability to give us a little bit more structure in the defensive side right now and also threaten the line with his pace and his repeat sprint ability, I thought was the right call for this game. Sebas has been great. He's been a pro. He's working really hard at training. I thought he gave us really good minutes when he came on.
So there's Ben Olsen on Corey Baird getting the start over Sebas. That's when you put a circle around, though, because you got a DP that you paid $4.5 million for. He scored 13 last year, so one game at a time. This was a beauty for the Dynamo. It was a great night. Ted Siegel was there. He came. The owner visited us in the booth before the game. That lifted us up. It's really good stuff. Dynamo in action this weekend. They will take on New York City FC. So a couple of things here before we go to break. Get yourself ready in there. Andrew Carlson. I do want to remind you that this is Soccer Matters, and it's always presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. John and his firm, personal injury attorneys. You get in a car, boat, motorcycle accident, you need the Daspit Law Firm. You need none other. You need the best. It's the Daspit Law Firm. All right, this is Iggy Pop taking us to break, but caller number four right now, you get a pair of tickets to the Houston Dynamo New York City FC. I'm telling you, it's a great time out there at Shell Energy Stadium.
97.5. You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, we bring you back with the LCD sound system. All right, reminder here, Advantage BMW in Midtown. Go down there and see my friend Justin. Go down there and see Steven. You seek performance, you find luxury at Advantage BMW in Midtown. You'll experience premier service when you get there. What I like, because I have an X5, what I like is I lease cars, and then, you know, if something goes wrong or it needs to be checked up, I take it down there because I'm not the guy that can get under the hood of the car. I never got that gene. I don't know why. Excellence at Advantage BMW isn't just offered. It's expected. They'll put your time first. You get in there, they'll take care of anything. Expert sales team can help you find the perfect new, certified pre-owned or pre-owned vehicle. You discover something special. That is a hometown advantage at San Jacinto and Gray or at AdvantageBMWHouston.com, Advantage BMW in Midtown. Thank you. All right, caller number four right now because we do have the Houston Dash opening up their 2023 NWSL season on Sunday. Caller number four at 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Caller number four, you will get a four-pack. This is a nice buy right here. If you win this, a four-pack to the Dash, Rossing Louisville, their opener, 6 o'clock Sunday night, which will also be on TV here locally. All right, let's get back to it. How about some Arsenal talk? They kept their winning ways, dominating performance to remain atop the Premier League. They smashed Crystal Palace, Gabriel Martinelli, Bukayo Saka. Second half goals, Granit Xhaka, and another from Saka. Now, it's easy to note teams that are confident when you're looking at games. And a lot of it's based on their energy, their body language, their decision-making. All these guys want the ball. There's nobody hiding. This is how you control matches. This is must-watch TV now, Arsenal. Look, I know there's City, United, you know, oh, I can't stand Arsenal, Liverpool. It's all out there. I'm talking as a neutral right now. No dog in the fight. This is must-watch TV and soccer. I know a lot of you have a deep dislike for certain teams in the Premier League based on loyalty, but I like watching the construction, the reconstruction of a team. Remember, this was a coach that they wanted to get rid of in the beginning. Do not forget that, Arteta. And that's a testament to time sometimes. Same thing with Josh Wolf now in Austin. They had a great year last year. Year one, they wanted him fired. Now they're saying after the Dynamo, there's some people up there who really have no clue in Austin that are saying, oh, we need to fire Josh Wolf because we lost 2-0 to Houston on our fourth game in 2 weeks. Yeah, probably not a good move in a league where there's a lot of time to get things corrected and find solutions to problems. So back to Arsenal. I love what Arteta has done. I love what Ten Hag is doing. I say this on every single show. I love these guys that turn around very difficult situation. These men are leaders. These men are leaders. This is the power of leadership also. Yes, tactics, staff, right signings, but it's also the power of leadership. So who doesn't want to watch Martinelli, Saka, Xhaka come back, who the fans couldn't stand for a while there? Right? Then the devastating loss of Gabriel Jesus. This team has played so well. And I remember in the beginning, we were talking, Andrew, you know, oh, you know, what are we going to do without Jesus? And let's hope this happens. And how will he, you know, how are we going to absorb the loss of him? And then like 5 weeks into it, we completely forgot about him. Actually, 3 weeks in. So this is a remarkable turnaround. But the job is far from over. City's still alive and breathing. They've got a goal scorer who is like a gargantuan in Erling Haaland. And it's a great story. But again, this is a dominating win over Crystal Palace. Your thoughts?
It was great. It was more of the same, and it was really, really good to see after the way they went out in the Europa League in the midweek. They played 120 minutes, went to extra time against Sporting, went out on penalties. Gabriel Martinelli missed the penalty that ended up knocking them out of the tournament, and you wondered, how are they going to respond to disappointment? Over the course of the season, they've responded exceptionally well every single time that they've had a letdown thus far, but every time, it's a slightly different challenge, and this past weekend was no different, and they've answered the call yet again. Martinelli, for someone who played 120 minutes and missed a crucial penalty, didn't look like someone who was low on confidence at all. The runs that he was making, the pressure that he was putting on through the press, it was honestly incredible to watch. It looked like he hadn't played in 2 weeks. Not that he played 120 minutes, you know, 48 hours before. It was up and down, just a really, really, really strong performance, and for me, the coolest thing about it is the fact that they're almost catching up to City on goal differential. I thought that that was just going to be totally out of the question now, Glenn. And I understand that they've played one game more. They're plus 40. City's only at plus 42. And in a title race that's going to be this thin margins, that might be something that's a factor come the end of the year.
Now, I have good news for you. I'm going to break to you, okay? Arsenal is going to be the opponent for the MLS All-Stars in Washington, D.C. So I have a feeling you might be at that event.
I saw that. I'm going to see if I can make it over there. I know United is also going to be doing an American tour this summer. I've got some United friends. We're seeing if there might be a joint announcement of a match at some point that we could go see.
Now, Arsenal, you could be going to see the Premier League champions. Let's not put the horse before the cart here right now. All right, I got some news here on Eric Zvachenko. Of FC Midtjylland. Supposed to sign for the Houston Dynamo. It has not officially been announced. There's a lot of buzz about this. His club, Midtjylland, is out of the playoffs. Jan Christensen later is going to talk a little bit more about him because he's familiar with Zvachenko. Here's what I know after some phone calls. The Dynamo expect to bring him in. He's a veteran at 31. Leadership is a key part of the signing. The guy that's been there, done that. He's done it with Celtic also. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about Celtic and what he did there. But at Midtjylland, this is the second go-round for him. They're out of the playoffs in Denmark. When he was at Celtic, he was part of a team that won the treble. And the manager at the time was Brendan Rodgers. All right? He was signed by former New York City FC coach who led him to the MLS Cup, Ronnie Dyla. He also had a knee injury there. Pretty serious one. Midtjylland was his boyhood team growing up. And talking to some of my Celtic supporters friends, he was a loved figure at Celtic Park. I didn't watch these games all the time. His wife also played on the Celtic women's team. So Eric Zvachenko. Now, that is a Ukrainian name. So he's part Ukrainian, but he grew up in Denmark. He's represented Denmark 5 times. So what do you think about this potential signing? 713-780-3776 for the Dynamo. This is a center back. Obviously, has to be being brought in as a veteran for leadership at this point. And that seems to be a piece that is very much being prioritized by general manager Pat Onstad. And the coach, Ben Olsen. Again, this was a great win over Austin FC, a great night. It was very needed. You didn't want to go into the season 0-3. It's a big win. The Dynamo need to parlay that win into another one this coming weekend. All right, there was this little thing called Barcelona-Real Madrid this past weekend. I'm just going to go to the game winner because Barcelona got the game winner in stoppage time. Frank Kessié, this is what it sounded like.
Lewandowski. Oh, what a lovely back heel. Balde. Wonderful opportunity and a goal for Barcelona. Frank Kessié arriving. He's won it for Barcelona. And with that, a massive, massive moment. When you look back, it might be a clinching moment in the title race.
So this was a weird game because the first goal in this one was pretty bizarre. It was a guy on the end line who goes to cross the ball and it basically banks it off a defender's head. It's an own goal from Araujo. And then Barcelona would tie it up through Sergio Roberto, and then that was the game winner from Frank Kessié, which you thought and saw and heard there. Okay. I do think, in honor of Andrew, I'm going to backtrack here. I should have done this a second ago. Let's play the first two Arsenal goals, starting with Gabriel Martinelli.
White pop there before Zaha. Saka's twisting. Gabriel Martinelli is scoring for Arsenal. What an effervescent star he is.
Arsenal 2-0. Bukayo Saka.
Nicked away from Odegaard. Retrieved by Saka. Ben White. Bukayo Saka! Over and over and over again. Relentlessly beautiful Arsenal football.
These guys are young. He's only 21 years old.
Both of them.
Yeah. I mean, I just marvel at the talent, the ability to handle pressure by some of these younger guys. Here's Martinelli on bouncing back from missing that penalty that Andrew alluded to.
Of course, it's life and it happens. It's not every game that you're going to score. And it's not every game you're going to play well, and it happens. And yeah, of course, I was sad. I spent the whole night thinking about that penalty, but it's over. We cannot come back. And today we had a great game and I scored, and we got the 3 points, the most important thing.
Even guys that run out in front of 60,000 people every week understand disappointment and coming back from disappointment. So you might see him walking in there and showing off their sneaker collections and getting into exotic cars. But they understand the best about the importance of bouncing back from disappointment and things that don't go right. And it was very good that you brought that up, Andrew, about the Europa League during the week, because that makes the performance, as you mentioned, even more important. I do want to hear from Arteta right here, the soundbite 12, on the performance and the bounce back.
Really happy, really pleased the way we started the game. I was already really happy with the way they reacted after Thursday, and we took any question mark away from it, show a lot of determination, a lot of purpose in our way of playing, and I'm really happy to perform the way we did after playing 120 minutes, after losing two big players for us, and still compete and win the game that we did.
All right, so we have an international break now, and I got a little bit of a note here from Guillermo, because we do want to talk about the U.S. national team. But I first want to go to two pieces of sound here that were just incredible in their own ways. First, let's go to Antonio Conte. Now, Tottenham tied Southampton 3-3. There's a lot of people saying that Conte is doing this to get himself out of the job. There's other people that are saying that it's a combination of he's very correct and it's not ambitious enough of an attitude at Spurs. Here's Antonio Conte. You're going to love this.
Why? Bah, I don't know, because they are used here. They're used here. Don't play for something important. Yeah. They don't want to play under pressure. They don't want to play under stress. Yeah, it's easy in this way. And Tottenham's story is this. 20 years that there is the owner and never won something. But why? Only for the fault is only for the club or for the every manager that stay here. And I have seen the manager that Tottenham had on the bench. You risk to disrupt the figure of the manager and to protect the other situation in every moment. Until now, I tried to hide the situation, but now no, because I repeat, I don't want to see what I have seen today, because this is unacceptable, also for the respect for the fans. They follow us, pay the tickets, and to see the team another time, to have this type of performance, for me, I repeat, this is unacceptable. And we have to think a lot. We have to think a lot about this.
All right. So talk to me about Antonio Conte, 713-780-3776. So look, what I'm going to tell you there is he alluded to people on the bench sabotaging his efforts. He's also obviously directing this at ownership, Daniel Levy. But he basically said, hey, Spurs doesn't want to win. Not ambitious enough. which will lead us all back to Mauricio Pochettino. What do you think, Spurs fan? I know we have a Spurs supporters group here in Houston. What do we think? 713-780-3776. Let's get some Dynamo thoughts. Are we predicting that the Dynamo are going to pick off a second consecutive victory? I think they're on a high right now. Their team shape was great in this game. They were very dominant. Okay, we to give context, yes, Austin FC was in CONCACAF. They got eliminated by Haiti. They actually looked pretty sharp the first 20 minutes with Gallagher and Rigoni down that right side taking on Tate Schmidt and forcing Amin Bassi to defend. So that was probably their best minutes. But the Dynamo overall, every category for me, win this game. Let's go to Daniel. Daniel, what do you have? I think you want to talk Houston Dynamo.
Hey, Glenn, how are you?
Very good, sir.
I just want to let you know that I love your show. I just want to give you your praise. I'm a Liverpool fan. I know they're not having the best season, but what do you think about their future? What do you feel like they need to get? I know they need midfielders. And also, your thoughts about the World Cup. Do you think Houston is ready to host one of the games? I don't know if it's a group game or a quarterfinal that they're hosting, but I just want to get your thoughts about what do you think if the city's ready to host such a big event?
Okay, well let's start with your first question. Liverpool's in a rebuild. I don't think there's any question. And the guy you want to rebuild the team is already there, Jurgen Klopp. So anybody who's, I don't think there's many people saying they don't want Jurgen Klopp around. That's the guy to help you reconstruct the team. Look, Mo Salah maybe has one foot a little bit out the door. Darwin Nunez is starting to adapt to the league. Some of these new signings from other countries, a little long in the tooth in midfield, so they got to restructure their roster. But they got the man in charge to do it, and that's Jurgen Klopp. So I think we have to be honest. I don't even need to say the word honest. We're always honest, so don't say the word honest. You know, by the way, for all of you out there, you never have to say, well, to be honest with you, because somebody could say, well, you haven't been honest prior. Okay, so anyway, whatever that's worth. But going back to Liverpool, I think we saw exceptional soccer for a long time. You know, the run that they had was ridiculous with Firmino and, you know, everybody up front. We're talking about who went to Bayern Munich. Refresh my...
Sadio Mane.
And Mo up front. And then the two best outside back pairings in the world, and Trent Alexander and Robertson. Can't go on forever. So it's a rebuild. As far as Houston hosting and running a World Cup from a structural standpoint and event running, no problem. No problem. We'll get a lot of World Cup games here. I don't know how many. I don't think anybody knows. But Houston's done Super Bowls. Now, the only challenge here, it's a little different. It'll be multiple games. And you're going to have people, you know, you're going to have areas that are set up to entertain people, and that shouldn't be a problem. Houston's a great city. It's a worthy World Cup host and has tremendous international soccer history that has filled up Energy Stadium forever. All right, we're going to take a break here. Now, listen very carefully here because I got a lot of tickets I want to give away. All right, caller number 2 and 4, you get a pair of tickets to the Houston Dynamo and New York City FC this weekend. By the way, we're coming up with Roberto Abramowitz. He's next. He's going to break us down on the New York City FC. I'm going to try to pull a lot of trade secrets out of Roberto when we come back. It's all brought to you by John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm.
Sports talk in Houston is terrible, except for ESPN 97.5. Never listen to any other station. ESPN 97.5 is not terrible. And that's why I love these guys. Knuckleheads.
You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Right now, we're going to do another four-pack. Get busy, Guillermo, because we're going to light the lines up here again. Four-pack, Houston Dash, Rossing Louisville right now at 713-780-3776, caller number four. All right, we continue on here. Again, a big thank you to our presenting sponsor, John Daspit, and the Daspit Law Firm. Big shout-out to Advantage BMW in Midtown. Remember the Midtown location? Go down there and see my friend Justin. LamontBrands.com, that's where you get the T-shirts and hats for Soccer Matters. By the way, they go to the 501c charity, the Snowdrop Foundation. Cactus Music also. We're going to give them a shout-out as well because we do the Burning Topics with them, and they love soccer over there. All right, it's not often you get people on with the lens as deep as our next guest. He has been involved with Major League Soccer for a long, long time, but he's also done the NFL. I mean, he's branched out in so many sports. He's had an amazing career in media, in TV and radio. He is Roberto Abramovitz. He joins us now. He is the play-by-play man for New York City FC, who is coming into town this Saturday. Roberto.
Glenn, how are you?
Why is it taking so long for me to bring a legend on this show like you?
When are you doing that?
Roberto, thank you for coming on tonight. I really appreciate it. I have admired your work from afar. I guess we haven't crossed paths as much since, you know, things have been separated with the East and West a little bit more. But we will this weekend. You will be in town to call a game. Give us some insight so far in this New York City FC season. I know it's kind of a rebuild under Nick Cushing. There's a lot of big names that are gone, like Maxi Morales and Sean Johnson and many others. But it's now two in a row for NYCFC. Your thoughts?
Well, they're starting to get their act together because they still have a ton of talent. I mean, this is a team that was about as deep as any team there was in the league for the past few years. One of the reasons that they won it back in 2021. So now a lot of those depth pieces have become starting pieces. But because of the fact that they played so often, it doesn't even look like a team that has lost players. And then, you mentioned Maxi. You mentioned Sean Johnson. Tati Castellanos is gone, and he's the hardest one to replace of all of them. And you can make an argument for Maxi as well, okay? But they also lost Anton Tinnerholm. They also lost Alexander Callens, who to me was the best defender in the league.
Yes.
And they lost Nicolas Acevedo. I mean, there's a lot of guys, right? Santi Rodriguez was lost, and then he came back, so that's good. But then they've also recovered guys like James Sands and Santi Rodriguez. So all of a sudden, you started looking at this team, and you look at the starting 11, and you're like, well, all these names are familiar, except for the fact maybe of Brian Cufré, who joined the team this year from Mallorca in Spain. Aside from that, the starting 11 looks like the normal starting 11 that, you know, you saw mostly towards the end of last year. Yes, as we said, some players are missing, but then all these guys played so often that they don't look like, oh, wow, this guy's in the starting lineup. It's like, yeah, of course he's in the starting lineup. So however you want to look at it, it looks pretty much like the same team. They lost a lot of talent, but they had a lot of talent and depth, and now they're rebuilding that depth and maybe some key pieces that they will get still that will be in the starting lineup hopefully soon.
He's Roberto Abramovitz. He's the play-by-play man for New York City FC. He's been a great servant to Major League Soccer. Another one of these gentlemen that have worked in the league so long, have seen so many things. Let's go position by position. All right, Sean Johnson is gone. He took a better deal up in Toronto. Barrera in goal now. How do you feel about him?
He's doing really well. I think the team has to be excited by everything that he's doing right now. There isn't a goal that he's allowed so far this season that you could really fault him on. And I think that that's a great thing for him, that he's been there and he's got pressure. It's not like it was last year. And I spoke to him about this last week, is that when Sean Johnson was here, it was very clear that Sean Johnson was number one, he was number two. Now Sean is gone, and he's going through most of preseason as a de facto number one, but then they bring in Matt Freese. Now, they didn't bring in Matt Freese just to be a guy who's going to be sitting on the bench. They brought him in here to compete for a starting position. And so now you have a situation where there is competition, but it's Barras's job to lose, and so far he's not doing a damn thing to lose his job. He's been absolutely solid. And one of the things that he brings to the team is that he gives better distribution than Sean Johnson. He's better with his feet. He's also excellent at providing a long ball. So he can punt the ball easily 60, 70 yards down the field. And New York City, yeah, they've scored a goal off that. I think it was in 2021 they did that. And then last week they almost had another opportunity with it. It's a weapon. And if whoever they're playing isn't tuned in, they can go literally route one and then a punt, a dribble, and a shot.
Yeah, and the ball gets in the penalty areas very quickly at Yankee Stadium. It could do the same here in Houston. That's an interesting one. All right, let's talk about Keaton Parks and James Sands. Sands comes back after being at Rangers in Scotland. They seem to be kind of, a very focal point of your midfield there, two guys that are going to really try to control the game in that area.
I mean, you can make an argument that Keaton Parks, James Sands, and Santi Rodriguez gives New York City FC the best midfield in MLS. And that's how good and strong they are. And Parks and Sands, after being separated for a year, just got back on the field, and it was like nothing had ever changed. And they just give you so much depth, so much quality. We saw this in Chicago with James Sands because he had just come in. He had only had a couple of practices, and he could only last about 75 minutes. The minute he left, the team totally changed. And then they allowed the only shot on goal, which is Fabian Evers, which wound up being deflected and went in, and that turned in a 1-0 victory into a 1-1 tie. So you can see the difference. Sorry, I've got a little cough here. You can see the difference that James Sands makes. I mean, he's come back as a better player than when he left. And yes, he wasn't a regular with Rangers, but he definitely improved as he got older, and he got all that experience playing in Europe and playing Europa League and everything else, aside from the Scottish League. So you can see a much more improved focus. James Sands is a great addition to this team.
Talking to Roberto Abramowitz, play-by-play New York City FC. By the way, I mean, Roberto, there's a lot of things I know you haven't done in media that I learned today. You have an incredible ABC Sports, ESPN Deportes.com. You were an editor-in-chief. You've worked on Super Bowls. I mean, I think I'm going to start over again. I'm going to go back 27 years and start over again. It's really an amazing career, and one day I want to bring you on just to talk about your career. But I want to go back to Keaton Parks and Sands and Rodriguez. I think this is a very good matchup with Hector Herrera and Artur. Herrera and Artur were excellent in the last game. Coco Carrasquilla will be away with Panama. I'm taking a stab at it that Amin Bassi may be a part of that midfield, but I think Rodriguez, Park, Sands versus Herrera, Artur, and whoever Ben Olsen plays, maybe Amin Bassi central, that's going to be a really big piece of this game in the middle third.
That's going to be fun. It really is, because Rodriguez is very creative, okay? And he's a workhorse as well. So the only thing he's got to calm down is a little bit of that fire that he has in him, and he gets into arguments where he probably shouldn't. So that's one area where he's got to cool down a little bit. But otherwise, I mean, he is just excellent. And you can see him growing and growing last year. The fact that he had left was, saddening for anybody who follows his team because of all the quality that he had. Thankfully, he didn't want to stay at Torque in Montevideo. And so he worked it out so he could get a deal here. He got a DP deal, and he's going to be here, hopefully for the next couple of years before he winds his way into some European team, because that's his future. His future is Europe. He's that good.
All right, Roberto, we got 4 minutes, so I want to fly at you with a couple of things. I think the Houston Dynamo have, a question mark at this stage of the season. There's plenty of time with their striker position. And you may have one in New York City FC with Magno. What do you think?
Well, Magno's learning the position, really. They're trying very hard to get him to adjust to it. He just feels more comfortable on the wing. So New York City still has until April 24th to bring more players in, and they're going to do that. The next one to come in is going to be Richie Ledesma. So as long as he passes his physical, he's going to be loaned to New York City for at least a year from PSV Eindhoven. So he's going to be there, and he's going to free up Santi to be able to play the wing if he wants, so it gives him other options. But New York City desperately needs a real number nine. Ever since Tati left, it's been scoring by committee, but Tati Castellanos was just so active and so good and got so good. I learned the position, and they're trying my best to get lightning in a bottle twice, because Tati Castellanos, when he came here, he was the right wing. Now, David Lee saw that he had the capability of being playing centrally, and it turned out that he was right. And they're going to try to do the same with Thomas Magno so far, but they're still going to bring in another number nine, especially before, supposedly, they're trying to, before the April 24th deadline.
He's Roberto Abramowitz, play-by-play man in New York City FC. You are going to come on the show again one day, because I want to go through your career, because it is a remarkable career, and you're one of these guys that really, you know, the fans at New York City FC, I know how much they appreciate you and in the New York metropolitan area, and I would venture to say it's pretty obvious that people around the country enjoy your commentary on games and the way you've really supported and been a gatekeeper for Major League Soccer. Real quick, and this one's got to be basically a 30-second answer here, just on Nick Cushing and how he's handling the job here in year two as the manager.
I think he's doing absolutely great. He's so organized. He's so focused. He's very well-liked. He really is brilliant. I think that New York City is in absolute great hands with him. I can't be even more effusive than that. I think that they picked a great guy for the job, and he's really easy to deal with as far as being part, you know, being part of the media and just being able to talk to him. He's so open. He's so willing to share information and share things with us. It's absolutely great.
Roberto, thank you so much for coming on tonight. This is a great preview of New York City FC. We really appreciate it. I think this is going to be a good one this weekend. I'll see you in the radio booth at Shell Energy Stadium on Saturday.
I am so looking forward to it, and I hope that everybody in Houston comes out for the game, because one thing that New York City FC does, they play entertaining games.
Yeah, this is going to be a good one. This is going to be entertaining. Roberto, thank you so much for doing this tonight.
My pleasure, Glenn. Anytime.
All right, he's one of the all-time greats. By the way, it's a far cry from the days of Frank Lampard and Andrea Pirlo with New York City FC. 2021 MLS Cup champions. They come to town this weekend. We're going to take a break here. It's powered by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. 24/7, they will take care of you. Car, boat, motorcycle accident, their personal injury attorneys. John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. is the number. By the way, Peter Tosh, the toughest, is going to take you to break. It's caller number 2. Is that okay, Andrew? Okay. He's laughing because, oh, Guillermo's got to go back there and take the calls. Caller number 2. You get a pair of tickets to the Houston Dash right now at 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. We're having too much fun here today. Stop.